Locker room chats continuing here this week. KNZA 103.9 FM. I'm Brandon Tem, and joined now by Sabetha head football coach. That is Garrett Michael. It is presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Marts, and also Sailor Insurance Services. Coach, very good way to start your 2023 season. You go on the road, beat Perry Lecompton 30-0. So much to dissect in that game, but just an overall takeaway from that week one win.
Well, I just think that with having so many guys returning, I just feel like we're just a little bit ahead of maybe where we were last year at this time. Not so many unknowns. And so I feel like we did things fairly well. Yes, we have some room to improve, and we will take care of those things this week. But overall, I was impressed with our tackling. I was impressed with just attention to detail, offensively and defensively, and special teams. I thought our special teams was really good, because that's always an unknown when you've got so many moving parts there. But we had a touchback. I thought our coverages were covered well, and we were 4-for-4 on extra point and field goals. Like we always talk about, we won the turnover battle, and that's big. And I believe we won time of possession, and then you can do those two things, you always have a chance.
Yeah, and I want to talk about the defense as well. You force 2 interceptions, 2 fumble recoveries. You force a couple turnover on downs. They also get a safety and then a punt as well. 8 possessions for Perry Lecompton. At times they were able to move it, but you guys forcing turnovers and keeping them off the board. How impressed were you and the coaches with how the defense played overall?
Our goal is never to shut a team out. We just want to play well. We want to make the plays that are presented to us, and just be fundamentally sound and be disciplined on defense. And if we do those things, then the scoreboard will take care of itself. But anytime that you can do that against a Perry team, they have speed all over the field. And I know Coach said that they were young and they had graduated a good class. So, when you go up against a team like that and you can force those turnovers and you can keep them out of the end zone, that says a lot to me. But again, our goal is to just get better and better every week. And there's some things coverage wise, there's some things, in the trenches that we need to fix, linebacker stuff that we need to fix. But overall, I liked our aggression to the ball, and I liked our tackling, especially the open field tackling that we will continue to have to get better at.
And we talked about him last week. Going to ask you about him this week again. That's your junior quarterback, Mitchell Kramer. 7-10 passing, 107 yards, couple of scores, a 46-yard dime to Marcus Bauman on one of those 2 touchdowns. But what did you see from your junior quarterback in his first start?
I like the poise that he has. And maybe with him starting on defense as well, he doesn't have time to think about a lot of things. But I just liked his poise in the pocket. There was a couple of times that he was rushed, and he stepped up in the pocket and made some nice throws. But, there was 2 fade balls that were thrown perfectly, and we ran good routes. We just didn't connect, and I don't mind that at all. But, if we can continue working on our passing game and getting better at that with him and our receivers and our line, it makes it harder to defend us. And that's what we're always trying to do, is just get a more balanced attack offensively.
So about the head football coach Garrett Michael joining us. Their week 2 matchup is at home against Holton. We'll talk about that when we come back here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Sabetha head football coach Garrett Michael here on KNZA, week 2 of our locker room chats, presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and also Sailor Insurance Services. Coach, you move on to week 2 Friday night. Sure you're going to get a hungry Holton Wildcats team who struggled a little bit in their opener last week against the defending state champs in Nemaha Central. But what's kind of the expectation with this Holton team coming in this week?
The same thing it's been for years. Play really, really well after they lose, And last year we got a taste of that quickly. They got up 21-0 on us before we could blink, and they punched us in the mouth, and we weren't ready for it. And so there's always maybe some changes in their lineup or whatever, but they're going to be the same fundamentally sound, disciplined team offensively and defensively as they always are. And so they're not going to do anything fancy. They're going to run right at you, and if you stop it, then you'll be fine. But if you don't stop it, it's going to be a long night. And it's the same situation as last year. We won, and they didn't, and I could tell that that didn't sit pretty with them, and we were the punching bag. So, you know, we've talked about that as far as same thing. Now our attitude and our start has to change.
Yeah, I've talked to a few of our area coaches about this. Curious on your end as well, just the progression that you see throughout the course of the season, week to week. Do you see the biggest jump from week one to week two?
No question. Year in and year out, that's where you see the most growth. Just because, you know, some kids are new to starting, and I know we bring a lot of guys back, but there's a lot of new faces that are going both ways that maybe didn't last year. And so that takes a little growth, mental toughness, getting your cardio under control and things like that, and having to think both sides of the ball, and maybe some special teams as well. So I just think they settle in, they get to watch film, they get to see what they did really well on film, they get to see their mistakes, and they get a chance to fix it, and so do we as a coaching staff. So I believe that the biggest jump is from week one to week two, but we continue to say, you know, every day, every drill, every practice, we want to be better than when we started. So hopefully that continues.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always, we talk keys to the game each and every week. Yours are always the same each and every week. So I guess I'll go here. The difference in styles and schemes that you're going to see. Of course, Perry liked to come out of the shotgun. They like to spread it out a little bit more. You know what Holton's going to do. They're going to pound the rock no matter what, no matter who they have, no matter what scenario it is. You know, just the preparation and going from a team like Perry to a team like Holton, what are the challenges there?
Just being mentally tough from snap one to snap 100. They're not quitting whether they're up 50 or whether they're down 50. They're going to be the same team. They're coached the same way they have been for probably going on 30 years now. And so the mindset is let's don't see what they have. Let's don't set back and catch them. Let's don't see how good they are or how tough they are. We've got to take the challenge to them, and then we'll see in the trenches, because that's where it's going to be, you know, won or lost or tied or whatever it's going to be. That's where it's going to be, and they know that, and we know that, and it's just going to be a challenge for us to go from the spread to the phone booth, if you will. And I just think that's the beauty of Big 7 football, because it gets you ready for the playoffs when you get there.
So about the head football coach, Garrett Michael, joining us as he does each and every week. Second-ranked Blue Jays getting set for a home tilt against Holton on Friday night for Week 2. You can watch that broadcast on either the Sabetha or Holton channels, available online at mscsports.net. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against Holton. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks.